Interesting development with the Memphis Grizzlies today. Unfortunate development with the Memphis Grizzlies today, as Dylan Brooks is out for the season, according to Shams Charania of The Athletic. Going to undergo a right toe procedure and will likely miss the rest of the season again, according to Shams. Now,
Lord,
J.B. Bickerstaff had a press gathering, as they do every day before practice. And he was asked.
Oh, it's shoot around day.
Shoot around, yeah. Sorry, yeah. He was asked about the news. Obviously,
the news that's just broken on Dylan.
I believe it was asked. The question was asked by Amari Sankova, who's going to join us at 1:25.
Nice.
So this is the audio courtesy of Peter Edmiston, who obviously covers the Grizzlies over there for The Athletic. This was the exchange from the media collection with J.B. Bickerstaff.
Just 10 minutes ago, Dylan Brooks is probably going to miss the season.
Where'd that news come from?
Shams.
Yeah. Is he going to miss the season?
I don't know.
Well,
I think the bigger issue is, you know, we need to be concerned with how information is getting out. You know, those are things that, you know, should remain in-house until, as an organization, we decide to put out a statement where everybody's on the same page. So I think, you know, first and foremost, we need to address that and make sure that, you know, those people with information are the people that need to have the information. And we have to protect ourselves and make sure we're all on the same page before information gets out.
Shams slicing them up over there.
That's twice. And I mean,
ESPN got him.
He got the fight.
Did he get?
The fight.
The details, though, about Chandler screaming at Chris Wallace,
ESPN got
came
those.
From ESPN.
But he
but
got
the fight.
The fight.
He had the fight first,
which had to only.
Well,
come.
And don't forget the trade too. I mean,
he got the trade, but Woj had the trade.
That was happening during a game.
First, though, right?
Woj had the trade.
Just for the record, make sure we're on record. I think
Woj got the trade, and Woj got the trade, and Woj got Chandler.
I believe that's correct.
Shams,
which trade you talking? You're not talking about.
I'm talking about the whole Oubre thing that happened during a game.
Yeah, Woj got that.
Yeah.
Well, I thought.
Yeah, Woj got that. And that could have been from anybody. That could have come from any team because there were three teams involved.
JB complaining about the leaks.
No doubt. There's a leak.
Wow.
There's a rat.
So really,
wow.
The two big leaks are the fight in this.
Shams got two very in-house stories before it sounds like they even have made a decision on Chandler. I mean, not but on Dylan, even though we kind of know the deal. So there's a rat. Now, the question is, it came from...
Chris Wallace said the same thing last week.
Chris Wallace was complaining about
it. He was complaining about it already. Now you got JB doing it.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
Right.
So is it coming from a player, or is it coming from a coach?
Well, we've got a mystery, don't we?
It's one of the two. There is a rat on this team.
I can smell it.
I smell a rat. Now, who could it be? Who has an agenda? Who is disgruntled? Because that's the only reason why you talk to the media.
Dude, you're laying out my case, all right, just with your question.
Do you think we can identify the rat?
No question about it. There's only so many guys on the roster. What, you got 15 over there, and you got coaches, and you got a few assistants. And
let's eliminate.
We know management doesn't want any of this out, so we can eliminate them.
Let's eliminate first. Let's eliminate.
It's not JB unless he's doing like this reverse double agent thing.
No, he's mad
you don't
about
do
it.
That kind of
it's
reverse psychology. No.
Okay. I don't think it's Justin Holliday. He just got here.
Why would JB leak any? JB
yet.
Trying to hold on to his job and keep this thing together. Why would he be leaking any of this? You're definitely eliminating him.
It's not Jarnell Stokes because he also just got here.
Yep.
So we can eliminate those guys.
Although Jarnell has been with the organization previously.
Yeah, but I don't
he
think
he can have some inside
info. I don't think he would know anything about the fight or anything.
Not Jarnell.
Like that.
No. He and Chris Wiles are tight.
Could it be, and I'm just throwing this out there, could it be Dylan Brooks? In theory.
Well, if your theory
I need to know the theory.
If your theory of
because it's his injury.
JB and the team hadn't met yet to decide on a.
It's Dylan's injury, and he would have been in the locker room when the fight happened. I'm not saying I'm just asking. Could it be him?
What's the incentive for Dylan to tell Shams?
Probably none. Probably no
what's
incentive.
What's the incentive? Give me a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
None.
There's not really an incentive. Is it a player?
Dylan's probably so disappointed he doesn't care to go leak
you're
to
right,
tell,
right.
tell somebody.
You're not running to tell somebody.
No, he's
that
distraught
you're out for the season,
right now. It sucks.
So is it a player?
Oh, it's a player. I'm going to tell you who it is. Everybody in the car, they're yelling at the radio, John, because you haven't said it yet. It's Chandler Parsons. He doesn't have to be here for this. And let me tell you why. He doesn't have to be here to know this and to be the one that has leaked it. You and I both know there are some players. We know JB. We know JB's out of this one, though, in terms of who would leak this. There are players on that team that support Chandler. There just have to be. There's no way he's screaming at Chris Wallace like he was in that practice, right, without some of those players being with him. Otherwise, you look like a straight you-know-what. Like, he did that for a reason because he's got part of it. I feel like he's got some of them. Mm. We know he loved you. We know Wayne Selden loved him. Now, Wayne is gone. But could Wayne hear it from somebody else? Could Chandler hear it real quick from somebody on the team? Somebody saying, man, we threw Chandler. We threw. Now Dylan gone. And they let him know. And what's Chandler going to do? Well, who's got the gripe with management? Now, we've already discussed this. Does he check that box for you, John? You know he does. Chandler Parsons has got motive.
I don't think it's Chandler.
I don't think it's Chandler.
He hates this franchise. Why? What are you talking about?
I would have.
He's the leading suspect.
He is. But have you ever watched like movies?
Of course. They want to throw a curveball.
Never the leading suspect.
But again, this is real life. And sometimes there aren't curveballs.
Listen.
Sometimes you nail it. Sometimes what you smell is what it really is.
Chandler's not around the team right now. He wouldn't know this.
Brother, I'm telling you, you act like he doesn't still have contacts on the team. There are people that are with Chandler on this and may also have a gripe with management or don't like the way things are run and think, you know what, I'm going to add to this.
I think this development today, I would have said yes.
Because Chris was trying to tie this up last week.
I would have said he's the...
And so now you're adding to it and making it look even worse for them.
I would have said Chandler was the rat on the fight.
Are you buying in yet,
Jason?
I would have said he was the rat on the fight.
Oh,
he's not with the team right now. I think this absolves him.
Jason, look.
Not on the team. That's it. That's thin, John. That is paper thin. It wouldn't fly.
You're losing it, dude.
Yeah,
you're losing it.
You act like he doesn't have a single friend on that team. You're crazy.
John is right.
You're crazy.
John is right.
And those guys talk, John. They text.
John is right. And listen, me and John have...
No, he's not, Bennett.
Me and John have both been to murder mystery parties over the past couple months.
Yeah, I didn't go. You're right. I haven't been to one.
We are very in tune to this kind of thing. And John's right. It's never who you think.
What do y'all think this is? Like, made up?
It's never who you think
it is. This isn't a script this time.
And here's the thing. I was with you on Chandler for the fight, but Chandler's gone, and I don't think that they are giving him this information now.
It's not management. It's a player doing it.
I know who it is.
It could be Angry Shelvin Mack, who just got
benched. And when I say it, it's going to make all the sense in the world to both of you. I know who Deshaun's rat is.
You're
going
to have to make a good case to say it.
And it's Joakim Noah.
Why?
Why? Because he's Chandler's friend. They're both Florida Gators. And let me also add to this.
Google, so it's a two-man game.
Google Sham Sharania Joakim Noah. Let me tell you what comes up. Sources.
Leaks.
Joakim Noah and the New York Knicks are near an agreement. Sources. Joakim Noah and the New York Knicks are in discussions of the framework of a deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Sources. Joakim Noah has agreed to a one-year veteran minimum deal with the Grizzlies. Sources. Joakim Noah and Knicks exploring ways
that
to part.
That is some detective work right
you
there.
You signed a snitch.
Joakim Noah is the rat.
Man, I was convinced that you had no better suspect than Chandler Parsons when you started that. I really was. You got a good one right there.
I think, listen, you...
Man, you found some
Shams
evidence.
Shams has broken every big Joakim Noah story over the last few years.
Wow. And look,
they talk.
And they are so thrown off by this that they're talking about it publicly. Where's the leak? Where's the leak? Where's the leak? You never see that, right? Chris Wallace does it last week.
Who would suspect Joakim Noah? He doesn't even play.
Right, that's what... It's somebody outside of their usual circle. Someone new.
Someone
new. Would be someone they
who has no loyalty.
That they haven't yet... That they don't know if they can fully trust. And clearly... Whoa. Man, you impressed me with that one. You're a sleuth over there. You found that Sham stuff.
It could be a coach. I don't know.
Why would he be a coach?
But it's very it had to come from the locker room. The fight stuff had to be somebody in the locker room. The coaches ain't going to leak that.
And I've had a good friend and mentor of mine always remind that agents do talk. Agents talk a lot.
Once again.
Agents talk to reporters.
As someone who has been a part of a murder mystery themed event over the past month,
joking.
I really know about these things, and I'm telling you, it is always the person that you least expect, and that is why the rat is Yuta Watanabe.
No. Man, you crazy. Yuta, how you going to run a bus over Yuta just for
Yuta's
no reason?
Yuta's not even with the team. What are you going to hustle?
Oh, actually, Yuta's practicing with the Grizzlies right now. How convenient that Yuta's going to get some playing time now. Interesting.
Maybe he was just excited to let Shams know I'm coming.
Dude,
he was
letting Shams know he's coming.
It's always the one who's in the background.
This is a Tonya Harding situation where Yuta took Dylan out.
It's always the one who's in the background just observing quietly.
That sounds like a Disney
watching
script.
Watching it all happen. Yuta.
It's a good Disney script.
What an interesting.
You can't throw Yuta out just because this might be some opportunity.
I guess you
for
cannot.
He might be excited. He was calling Shams to tell him, I'm on the way.
I don't think so. I think Joakim Noah is like a renegade. He's mad because his buddy Chandler. They're tight, dude. They met together when Joakim came in.
And that's why Chandler leaked it. You're helping make my case as well. I realize that by saying that.
I think it is somebody related to Chandler.
You realize you're helping my case as well.
It is somebody directly tied to Chandler.
Well, I'm still in my camp. I'm not coming over. You got a good one, though.
Let's just see what happens.
Not bad by you either.
Let's just see what happens if
detective work by you.
When Joakim Noah leaves the Grizzlies after this year, does Shams get another scoop?
Joakim might get cut here in the next couple of days.
And if he doesn't, well, no, it was Joakim.
It makes sense because he's outside the circle of trust. You've known him the shortest time span.
It could be his agent. Who knows? It could be Joakim's agent. It's possible. But again,
it's good. I mean, if it's the agent of the player in this case, don't we count it as the player?
But man, what a time to be alive right now! If you're a Grizzlies
fan, down at 191B,
fights. Oh, what a time! All right, we'll come back. Brian Windhorst will join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him about all of this.
Interesting.
When he joins us at 12:25. Back in a minute. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.